Good morning, magicians. Good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are tuning in with us. Of course, I want to start by thanking you for gracing me with your presence. It is so appreciated. Today, I'm so excited. I'm just smiling like crazy because if you've been here from the beginning, then you know, like when I first started, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea where I'm going with this. Spirit told me to do it. Now I'm here and I have a podcast and I have to talk. And this morning was really my first morning where I've been able to just come back to my workspace at the correct time, sit down and just really sit with myself. And so many answers came to me. It just all fell upon me like a ton of bricks. Simply because I allow myself to be with the stillness. I allow myself to be in my element, in my zone. I allow myself to tune into the quiet. And the quiet has so much to say to me today. A lot of the answers that I have been hoping for were just, they were right here all along. All I had to do was sit down and tune into the quiet, tune into my zone, tune into my element, like I always do. But this moment hasn't been available to me much lately, and it just makes me even more thankful and even more grateful for it right now, because so much clarity just fell upon me. Before I started recording, I have different routines that I like to do, whether I write or I pull some cards, I meditate with my cards. I feel like doing that morning. And this morning I pulled some cards with myself and I really had a fun and so needed conversation with my higher self, and it was just a beautiful interaction. And she told me, just express yourself. Just be you. Just be you. And she told me, like, you get to choose who you become. You get to choose every path that you take. You get to choose. Your life is in your hands. You have created your life into something beautiful. And you now, you're able to create it into something even more beautiful. You're able to constantly grow, learn, and improve yourself. You've done it. And that just brings me so much peace and so much just joy, because that's what I've been working towards all along. And I haven't known what the fuck I've been doing. I can tell you that for sure. Awakening to who you are is honestly just spending most of the time lost and in the dark, not knowing anything at all, losing yourself even more than you were lost before, but only for the truest and most authentic version of you to come back together. I'm really starting to fall in love with my story, and I feel it. I've been opening up with my tribe more about my personal life. I feel like sharing Layla and just, you know, like me as a mom, that's really personal for me, because it's always just been Layla and I. It's just been us two. So to really open us up to the world, it was hard for me to open myself up, but it was so much easier for me to open myself up than it was to open, you know, her, the both of us up to the world. But it's a part of my story, and it's so beautiful. It deserves to be shared, you know? It deserves to be shown off, because we've come so far. We've come so far. The life that we live now, it's not, you know, extravagant and, you know, really big, but it's exactly what we need right now. It's enough for us. Because there was a time when things were uncertain. Is this roof still going to be over my head tomorrow? There was a time when we didn't really have a roof over our head, so I had to figure it out. And now we're in a position where, if anything, we'll always have a roof over our head going forward. You know, I don't have that scared mindset of any day, like I can lose this, because I made sure that I figured something out so that my child could have her basic needs met, which is just having a roof over her head, a warm bed to sleep in at night. I did that for us by myself. Young, lost, confused, scared. But I knew that I could not give up, especially not on this little girl who didn't even ask for this life. I didn't give up on myself. And along the way, I just got stronger and stronger. And now here I am, creating whatever I want, choosing whoever I want to be. I could be this person today and this person tomorrow. And it's not that, you know, I'm changing. We're meant to change, but it's not like I'm lost or anything. I realize that there's multiple versions of me inside of me right now. I'm not just one person. I'm not just like one thing. I'm so many things. You know, I'm not just one thing. I'll never be. And for a long time, I tried to make myself just one thing, and it was killing me. I'm not just one thing. I'm so much more. And I deserve so much more. And just talking to my higher self this morning, she told me, just express yourself. With your podcast, just go with it. Just talk. Because a lot of the time, it's her in the morning. She really shows up for me in the morning to just really help me start my day the best way that I can. And I feel like, even, I don't know. Sometimes I listen back to the podcast, sometimes I don't. And I can kind of call out like, oh yeah, that was definitely my, you know, that was my higher self. She has a personality of her own. So like when I'm her, I'm a little different because she has her own, you know, spark and she has her own spunk. And then, you know, like when I guess I'm like my human self, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I get so like alien-like, and it shocks you guys a bit. But I am low-key like an alien. I love space and just all the mysteries of the world and the universe, you know, and that's so important to me. And I still feel like there's more of like that side of me that I can share with you guys, but I promise you, like, I am a true weirdo. I am such a weirdo, but I'm okay with it, because I get to choose who I am, and I choose to be a weirdo. You know, I choose to just follow what brings me joy and what brings me happiness, to follow my passion. And that's going to inspire someone else to do the same. And that's why it's so important for me to just love my story, to fall in love with my story, to share my story, my experiences, my journeys, my thoughts. I didn't quite understand why I went with the whole like exhibit entry thing. But I like, and when it came to me, I'm like, ooh, I like that. You know, that's kind of different. You know, that I like that. But I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to stick with it, because I don't know where it's going. But, you know, so much came to me this morning. So many answers, so much clarity. It's like, it's meant for you. This is meant for you. Being here with you guys in this moment is meant for me. This is just what runs through my head, you know? My little bio thing, I don't know what it's called, but it says, You know, this is a museum of my thoughts, and this is exactly what it is. Just early morning thoughts, rough drafts, and final drafts of ideas and, you know, goals and plans for the day. It's just me sitting down with you guys and just allowing you in. I've never been a really vulnerable person. I never really truly let anyone in. I never really broke down those walls and let anyone truly know me because I was afraid. I was afraid that the real me would be too much and they'd leave. And it's like every time I got to a point where I was kind of ready to show the real me, it was too much and they'd leave. And that just built the wall even stronger. But with you guys, I always feel so safe. I've finally found a place where I feel like I can be myself and I can be free and I won't be judged. I won't be persecuted for my opinion and the way that I feel and the things that I say. I just feel free. For the first time in my life, I truly feel free. I truly feel like me, finally. I never even knew who me was. Like, people with like a lot of confidence and just knew who they were. I was just like, what the, how did you do that? Like, how do you know? Like, how do you figure this out? You never really have it figured out. You just trust and you keep going. Giving gratitude along the way. For every phase, for every season, for every up, for every down. Just giving gratitude, pushing forward, believing in yourself, believing in your next step, believing in your last step, just belief, just knowing that you deserve better, you know, knowing that you deserve more. You can choose at any time where your life is going. You can choose at any time who you want to be and who you're becoming. This life is yours. It's yours for the taking. I don't call you guys magicians for nothing, okay? Magicians are pure alchemists, and alchemists are creators. They can create with whatever they have available. Whatever is there, they're going to create something from it. That's what we do. There's no such thing as limitations. There's no such thing as I can't. Maybe you can't right now, but that's not the final answer. Limitations inspire innovations. Figure it out. If you can't do it that way right now, figure out another way to do it. Because there is another way. There is another choice. If you open your mind up to it, if you allow yourself to see a different path, this path right now is not available. That's okay. It's under construction. I'll be back. I'm going to find another way right now. I'm going to take a detour, but I'm going to check back with this route. And when I can, I'm going to do it. But right now, you know, it's still under construction, but that doesn't mean that's it. There's another way. There's another route. There's another way to go. You just have to open your mind up to it. You have to be willing to find another route. No matter how hard it was to get to that route that's under construction, believe in the next step. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your journey. Trust your journey. Trust that you will find a detour, no matter how much longer it takes, no matter how much further you have to walk. Just trust that it's gonna happen, because it will. If you believe in yourself, you are light. Fall in love with your story. Trust yourself. There is so much light in the unexpected. There is so much light. Trust yourself. Trust your journey. Trust where you're going. Trust who you're becoming. Just trust. Go with the flow. The answer is always yes when you just go with the flow. Just keep walking forward. The answer will always be yes. Good morning, magicians. Good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are tuning in with us, of course, I want to start by thanking you for gracing me with your presence today. It is much appreciated. I have something to tell you. I did something last night and it made me feel kind of dirty, but I did it and it turned out really good for me. Last night, I got ready for bed and I like to shut everything off. I've been trying that method lately, just turning everything off, complete silence, complete darkness, and I have a little light machine. I turn my light on and I was just looking up at the stars on my ceiling, and like I say all the time, the quiet speaks so loudly. In that moment, I got the urge to like check up on people from my old life. And I'm not one to watch anyone's social media or like stalk anyone on social media because that's just not my speed. You know, if it's yours, it's okay, but it's just not my speed. But last night I was called to do so, and there was just five specific people that came to my mind. Three of them were previous romantic partners and two of them were previous friends. And so I just went, you know, down the line one by one as their names came to me. And I don't know. I'm not exactly sure like why I ended up there, but I think I kind of am sure, you know. I know that's confusing, but it's December, the last month of the year, the last month of 2021, and this year has been a major change for me. Like, the person that I'm ending this year as is not the person that I started this year as. It's like halfway through the year, I completely became a different person. Like literally 6 months ago, I was not this person. So halfway through the year, I did like this 180 on my life and on myself and on my energy and just me. And so I just kind of took a blast to the past and just checked in on everyone. And it's been a while. It's been at least 6 months for some of the people that I, since we've talked, and then for others, it's been a little bit longer, maybe like a year, year and a half. So some of these people were gone before the spiritual awakening, and then some of them went our separate ways right at the beginning. And so just that little background info to let you know, like, it's just been a while since I've had any type of communication with them. And the old me would have been full of like anxiety in that moment. I'm not gonna say that, you know, I'm this perfect person and I don't look at people's social media, but just because I've done it in the past, it taught me, you know, don't, you go looking for something, you're gonna find it. And so I stopped. And so like the old me, of course, I've looked at, you know, exes' social medias or, you know, like old friends before, but it's just not something that I would do often. But when I did, it would fill me with so much anxiety. My heart would be like in my stomach, in my butt, just I'm nervous. I haven't even seen anything yet, but it's just like I'm nervous about what I'll see and just anxiety. It was so much anxiety, but last night in that moment, it was just so much peace. It was so peaceful, as if it was meant for me to be there in that moment. I've really been focusing this last month on closing chapters, just closing out chapters, really wrapping up cycles and getting rid of anything that I don't want to take into 2022 with me. Simple. I've just been using the entire month of December thus far. It is the 15th right now. I've been using this month just to purge out anything that is lingering, hanging in the shadows, trying to go with me, trying to cling to my energy. And so this moment was closing chapters, you know, closing chapters on those people. I didn't know what to expect going into it. I didn't know what I would feel, you know, facing these people's profiles and just seeing what they've been doing for the last 6 months to a year and a half. And just really, I just didn't know what to expect. But at the end of it, I just smiled. You know, I slept so peacefully last night. It was, it made me feel so good. And I was okay with what I seen. You know, some of them hadn't changed at all. they were still who they were. And others had, you know, got some accomplishments under their belts, some moves and just little elevation. And that made me happy. Just wherever they were in their life in that moment, it made me happy, because that is where they feel like they have to be right now, and that is where they are. I just really took that as, you know, it's okay to let them go. It's okay to let them go. I had this feeling of like, oh, maybe, you know, if I see them, I want to reach out. And not like the romantic partners, that's done. Oh, those are done, out the window, never coming back, never doing that again. But as far as the friends, because the two friends that I did check up on, they were really significant friends in my life for quite some time, and at really vital points where I needed someone by my side, you know, and they were there. And so I didn't know if I would want to reach out and try to like reconcile, or I would start to feel regret for us going our separate ways. I didn't know what to expect, but I'm so glad that I still went into it. I didn't allow that initial fear to scare me away from doing this, because I got so much from it. I got so much from it. I got a lot of closure for myself. I saw that, you know, there was no way that I could be friends with him again. And it's not to like poop on anyone or anything like that. It's just, we're in different places in our lives now. When they were in my life and we were friends and we were closer than ever, it was because that is what was meant to happen in at that time. In that moment in our lives, we were meant to be in each other's lives. And the moment that we walked away from one another, that was the moment that we were supposed to walk away from one another and just simply love and support each other from a distance. I'm okay with it. I'm totally okay with it. Just looking last night, I was able to smile, and I was the memories with those friends came flooding back, and it just filled me with so much joy and so much happiness. A lot of laughter. There were so many good times, so many amazing memories, so many amazing memories. And I loved feeling those. I loved sitting in those and experiencing them, because it just reminded me of where I'm going. I've had good connections in the past. You know, I've had good friendships in the past for what they were in that moment where we were in our life. And so now going forward, I know that I'm able to make even better connections now, even stronger connections, because I understand myself. I didn't know who I was back then. I wanted to so desperately belong and fit and just have friends. And sometimes I allowed people in my life that had no business being there, no business knowing me the way that they did, but I was just so desperately wanting to feel something, to feel loved, to feel accepted, to feel like I belonged, to feel like I had a community of people. And all of that is true. I belong and I deserve a community of people. I deserve genuine connections and friends. But I had to figure out who I was as a person for that to happen. If I don't know me, then I don't know the type of people that vibe with me. I don't know the type of people that I vibe with. I don't know what I like. I don't know what I dislike. I don't know anything, because I don't know me. And now that I know me, I'm so thankful for all of those people, including the romantic partners. I'm so thankful for all of them, because those five people, I realized that those five people specifically came to me because those five people played a huge part in shaping me into the woman that I am right now in this moment. Those five people really played a part in my story. And those five people brought me pain. And I'm sure I brought pain to them as well. I didn't love myself, so I didn't know how to properly love someone romantically or as a friend. I thought I did. I mean, I was doing the best that I could at that time with the knowledge that I had. But I couldn't really truly love someone until I loved myself. Life has been hard for me. It's always been hard. I talk about that all the time on all of my platforms. Hard is one of my favorite words because it's really all I've ever known. Everything has been hard. Friendships, relationships, my life, my confidence, making friends, connecting with people, existing, living, breathing, like everything has always been hard for me. And those five people at some point brought me nothing but happiness, you know, nothing but joy and good times. But that facade could only last for so long. And I'm not saying that anyone was like fake or, well, I wouldn't say that about the friends. The romantic partners, we'll probably have to talk about them another day. But I'm not trying to like down anyone because everything that happened, I allowed it to, you know, it takes two to tango. So I'm not ever going to just put anything off on the other person because I definitely played a part. I know that I did. Just as pain has been inflicted upon me, I've done it to others. And I'm not ashamed of it. Honestly, I'm not, because I didn't know. You know, I didn't know. I never really went into anything intentionally trying to harm anyone. But just because I was so lost within myself and so confused with my life, I was just doing the best that I could. And so were others. I understand that. It was really just so nice for me to have everything come together in that moment. One of the previous romantic partners, he had me blocked. He blocked me, which was kind of to my surprise because we haven't talked in forever. And yeah, that was like really shocking to me. So I was like, okay, well, alrighty. I'm fine with that though, because that's what he needs. That's just what he needs. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that if he, you know, doesn't want to see me or my post or just me living my life. I totally understand. And whatever his reason was for it, I send nothing but love. I send nothing but love because I understand we all process things in our own way, in our own time. And he was a previous, they were all previous. He was the most recent previous partner, I would say. So for him, it may still be some transmuting that needs to be done, or he just needs some more time, because the way that we left things, I feel like it was really good terms. You know, we said our piece, everyone expressed how they felt like an adult, and it was that. And I'm okay. And I'm not saying that he's not okay, because I don't know, you know, I don't know his life. We don't know each other anymore. But I understand that everybody needs their own timeline. And I respect his timeline. I didn't go and, you know, try to get one of my friends' passwords so that I can, like, look him up. I didn't create another profile so that I could go see. It was, like, none of that. I simply respect his boundaries. I respect his space. Because I was that person at one point. Like, I had to block my fair share of exes, because every time I saw them, it would like trigger sadness or anger, where it would just irritate me. And why do that to myself when I could simply just block them and not have to see what they have going on? You know, I hope they don't die, but I just really hope I never see them again. So I understand, and I respected that boundary. But that was enough for me. That was enough for me to do that final purge, to really close that chapter. That entire moment was just enough for me. It was enough. I needed that. I needed to know that everything, every choice that I made was not for no reason. I needed to know that it was really okay to truly let these people go. To not only set myself free, but to set them free. Energetic cords are real. And they never dissolve until you, like, cut the cord. And last night, I cut 5 cords. And I woke up feeling lighter than the day before. 5 people that I've worked through healing, you know, transmuting what happened between us, taking that pain, taking that knowledge, taking that wisdom, and turning it into something else. And in just one night, you know, those 5 people just kind of came together, and I feel like they finally set me free too, even if they don't know it. I really don't like to, like, practice energy work and, like, healing work with other people unless it's to their knowledge. You know, I don't like to tap in and kind of, like, transmute and heal things unless other people know that I'm doing it. But I felt like in this moment, it was okay because it involved me. It involved my well-being. It involved me moving forward, and I matter. And a few of those people I feel owe me an apology, but I don't entitle myself to it, and I also don't allow the lack of the apology to hold me back, because some people will never apologize because they're truly not sorry. They don't know what to be sorry for, or they're totally oblivious to the fact that they even need to apologize. Whatever the reason, not mine to figure out. I'm going to forgive you and move on anyway. I'm not going to wait for your apology. I'm just gonna create it myself and move on. It felt so good to just really cut those cords and let go. Let go. I've spent so much of my life hurting and hiding, and scared, afraid, lonely, lost, broken. I never want to feel that again. I never want to feel that again. And I know every day is not going to be peaches and cream. Everything's not always going to be perfect. And I'm okay with that. But I know that things will never be as dark as they were once before, because I have this knowledge, and I'll never allow that to happen. I know that I deserve a life full of love and a life full of light, a life full of genuine happiness and joy. And that is what I'm going to choose to focus on. It's so important for me to just take this month to really purge, to purge, and cleanse myself of the beginning of this year and all the years before it. I'm 24 for about 13 weeks now. And it feels good. Okay, a new age. Okay, a new age, and that means a new chapter. I'm 24 going into a brand new year, healed and healing, full of love, full of light, with a vision, with goals, with purpose. I never had this before. I've never felt any of this before, and it's so beautiful. And that is why it's so important for me to just leave anything behind that doesn't belong. 2021, the entire year, was an energy. And it's important for me to only take the energies that belong. It's important for me to take the energies that deserve to go into this new energy with me. This new year with me. Because I'm really taking the new year, new me. I'm taking that saying so personally this year. So personally. 2022 will be the year that the world is finally able to see me as me, as who I truly am, not the person that I created myself to be, the person I designed myself to be, the person that I thought I had to be to fit into this world, to be accepted, to be loved, to be appreciated, to be here. That person that I created, she is no more. I am here. Me, the true me, the most authentic me that I can be right now. She deserves to be free. She spent 23 years. 23 years. Well, I wouldn't say a baby because I don't know what life was like as a baby, but I want to say from about fourth grade up until 6 months ago. So majority of my life, I've spent living as someone else, someone I don't even know anymore. But I'm thankful for that. Because all those years, all that pain, that struggle, the heartache, the sadness, the betrayal, the loneliness, the confusion, all of it made me who I am right now. Had I not felt that pain, I wouldn't have been able to transmute it into the beauty that it is now. But now that I have obtained this for myself, 24 will be the best chapter of my life. 2022 will be the best year of my life. Because I deserve that for myself. I've spent so much of my life people-pleasing, doing what others think I should, doing what others thought was best for me, falling into the dreams that the world created for myself instead of following the dreams that I have. I spent much of my lifetime figuring it out, trying to understand how to exist here. And now that I know it, there is no stopping me now. 2022 will be the year that the world knows Shantia for who she is. For who she created herself to be and not what society has created her to be. I did that for myself. By myself. I did that for me because I deserve to be free. I believe that now more than anything in my life, I deserve to be free. I deserve to be free of connections that are no longer meant for me. I deserve to be free of situations that are no longer meant for me. I deserve to be free from any chains or any shackles that are determined to stay on me. No. I'm freeing myself. I've freed myself. And every single day, I'm going to focus I'm freeing myself even more. I've been in the cocoon for quite some time. But now it's time to spread my wings.